Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on March 27th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I am very good and looking forward to the show today because I love film, and film is such a powerful communicator. This is a great show. I think people are going to enjoy it. Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Monica Frey, Karen Block, and Helen Block of Soroptimist International of Manhattan Beach. Monica Frey has been a member of Soroptimist International since 2008 and a chairperson of LunaFest for the fifth year in a row. In addition to chairing the event and serving on several other committees, she has served on the Soroptimist Board of Directors as VP of Programs and first and second year director. Monica is currently the Assistant General Manager for the Manhattan Village Shopping Center and has been associated with the mall since 1986. She currently oversees all of the operations of the shopping center and is an active team member working on the proposed redevelopment. Now, Karen Block has been a member of Soroptimist for 6 years. In that time, she has served in numerous positions, including president from 2010 to 2012. This year, she traveled to the United Nations to New York City to represent Soroptimist as a delegate at the 58th Annual Commission on the Status of Women. She has served on all fundraising committees, and this summer she will assume the role of Region Fundraising Chair. The fundraising chair presides over the 27 clubs in the Camino Real region of Soroptimist International of the Americas. Karen is the office manager and pension administrator at Block Consulting Actuaries. She is currently completing a nonprofit management certificate course through UCLA. Helen Block has been a Soroptimist for over 25 years and is currently serving as president. She has chaired many of the various projects, including the public service project, the screening of the documentary film Misrepresentation. She also chaired the recent art exhibit, The World Through the Eyes of Women, which featured 27 women artists from Turkey. She has also been a volunteer and supporter of the Crown Jewel Club and after-school program for at-risk fifth-grade girls. Helen will be representing her club as a delegate at the Soroptimist International of the Americas Biennial Convention in Vancouver, Canada this July. In addition to being a wife and mother of two now-grown children, Helen is founder and president of Block Consulting Actuaries, a full-service pension administration and actuarial firm in El Segundo. In prior years, Helen has been a speaker at conferences for the American Society of Pension Professionals and Actuaries. This morning, the ladies are going to tell us all about LunaFest, which takes place this Sunday, March 30th, at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, and is sponsored by SirOptimist International. Helen, Karen, Monica, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So, we are all great and excited to be on your show today.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have a full panel. So I want to get right to the meat of the show and really give people an overview of what SirOptimist International is all about. So I'm going to start with the current president, and then we'll get to the past president in a moment. But Helen, can you tell us what is the focus of the organization SirOptimist International of Manhattan Beach?
Well, SirOptimist International of Manhattan Beach is just one of many clubs throughout the world. SirOptimist is a global women's organization, and our members are volunteers. And our mission is to improve the lives of women and girls through programs leading to social and economic empowerment. There are more than 80,000 SirOptimists in about 120 countries and territories. And I'm proud to be the president of our local club, and we currently have about 52 very active members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is a service organization, very similar perhaps to other organizations that people are familiar with, like Rotary or Kiwanis Club. Is that like?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's kind of how the club came about. As many people may recall, Rotary and Kiwanis for many years were all men organizations. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman had come to a business in Oakland, California, back in 1923, soliciting the owner to be a member of one of the men's organizations. And he was very surprised to see that the owner and founder of the company was actually a woman. And she said, well, you come visit me again when you're ready to start a women's organization. And he did just that. So in 1923, the first SirOptimist Club was founded in Oakland, California. And Now we're in 120 countries.
Wow. Okay. All right. We have heard a lot about the empowerment of women around the world and the empowerment of women and girls here in our own country. I mean, in many ways, this thing that occurred in recent years called Arab Spring, a flowering of democratic ideals and also realities on the ground in the Middle East, is just an echo of women being more empowered around the world, but especially in Muslim countries. Can you talk a little bit about how that has played out over the last several years? Really, these movements in these countries have been led in part by women.
Well, that's true, and that's kind of what SirOptimist is all about. In so many parts of the world, women are just not given the opportunity to be educated. Mm. And that can be for any one of a number of reasons. It could be because for religious reasons, particularly in the Muslim countries. In Africa, it's primarily because the women have jobs like gathering the wood or gathering clean water. There are so many things that take up their time and energies just trying to keep the family together and surviving. And as a result, they just don't have access to education.
Right.
Our primary focus as an organization is to bring education and social and economic empowerment to women. So a number of the clubs in various parts of the world will do very grassroots projects. One group in Kenya had come up with very inexpensive water gathering tanks. Mm-hmm. And they would catch rainwater so that water would be more readily available. Well, our club got involved with that through club matching. And we had, for a couple of years, we had a fundraiser that was Save of the Flavor, and it was a beer tasting. And we made about over a period of time, we were able to accumulate $9,000 to send to that project. And we also sent part of those funds to a project in Panama where a number of the clubs had gotten together to develop a women's resource center so that women could go there and learn learn a trade to hopefully be able to help support their families and bring them. So we did some very grassroots projects. Here, our club, and actually all the clubs, our signature project is called the Women's Opportunity Award. Mm-hmm. And what that is a scholarship for a female single head of household who's trying to improve her status and her working abilities through education. So our club this year will be giving a $1,000 award to a local woman, and we were able this year to give a second one for $500. And both of these women are raising families on their own and attending local colleges or vocational programs. And when you consider this is going on in 120 countries, it has quite a collective impact.
Wow.
We're actually helping a lot of women.
Right.
Our club has also been involved with a Turkish organization, the a Turkish Women's Initiative, and we brought a young lady here. She was a college graduate. I mean, she did have access to education in Turkey, much to the dismay of her dad. She had to leave her family and put herself through college. And we brought her here for 6 months to learn English, because learning English is quite a powerful tool in other parts of the world, especially if you're going to be involved with commerce. So we got to meet one woman that we really made an impact on her life. So it's quite rewarding.
That's a marvelous story, and that's part of what we hear around the world, is that you know, English is the language of business in so many contexts, or the language of diplomacy, or the language of peace and conciliation and bringing things together. So that's powerful. If she can now speak English and more powerfully, she can absolutely have more of an impact in her own community. Karen, I want to ask you now, the past president of Soroptimus of Manhattan Beach, before you joined the organization, did you know about it before, or tell us about how you got involved and how that happened?
You know, it's kind of funny. I'm a very unique situation because Helen's my mom.
Oh.
And so that's, but I guess we just never mentioned that. But since my mom has been a member for over 26 years, I've been a member basically through her since I was very, very young.
Right.
I remember helping out at all kinds of different events that my little hands could help with, a garage sale here or there, or heart walks or whatever it was. So I've known about Soroptimus for a very long time.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting. I was a Spanish and Latin American studies major in college, and so I've always had a very international view of the world, and I wanted to not just help out locally but help out globally. And one of the things that also attracted me, besides that my mom was involved and I really liked that, was that we are an international organization and you can help out locally or you can help out globally. I was also in Model UN when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was presented with the opportunity to represent Soroptimus International as a delegate at the United Nations, I was so excited. And being able to physically be at the United Nations and representing the cause, because we are also a non-governmental organization and we do have consulting opportunities with the United Nations, and we do have permanent delegates that are there that work with the different country delegates on women's issues. The Commission on the Status of Women is actually the only commission where non-governmental organizations are allowed to be part of the discussion. And actually, it's really exciting because just a couple days ago, there were conclusions that came from the commission, and those will probably be released to the public soon, about different changes that need to be made for women's empowerment throughout the whole world and all kinds of different elements that are involved. So yeah, I'm a little bit unique when it comes to Soroptimus because we're also known as best kept secret, and we don't want to be a secret.
Right.
We want everyone to know about us.
Absolutely.
So we try our best to get all the information out there as much as possible.
Well, we're excited to be a part of that. I mean, this medium allows us to have a discussion and then allows that discussion to live a very, very long life online and to spread online to wherever someone might want to send an email. So that's the beauty of online radio.
Mm-hmm. You know, Joe, I'm going to jump in a second here. Mm-hmm. I'm not from California originally. I moved here many years ago. And I doing what I'm doing now with the website, I discovered the organization several years ago and didn't know about them. You know, I was like, oh, who's this? It took me a while to figure out how to pronounce the name.
Yes.
I've featured several of your events on my website. You know, they do quite a few events throughout the community, and and it was just a matter of time before we got around to having them on the show so we could learn more about them.
Right. Right. And we want to know, I want to bring Monica into the conversation. Monica, give us a little bit of your history with the Soroptimus Club of Manhattan Beach, Soroptimus International, and then tell us how LunaFest plays a part in the fundraising for the organization.
Okay. I have been a member for 6 years, and I was recruited by another member. Ironically, I work in the shopping center industry, and I was at a conference for ICSC, which is the International Shopping Center Convention or Community, and I was in one of her classes, and apparently I stood out to her, and she spoke with me after the class, and you may or may not know her. She was Redondo Beach's Woman of the Year last year, Mickey Marafino, and she pulled me aside, and she says, you know, I would like to talk to you about this organization that I'm part of, because at the time I had not heard of it either, and she wanted to get me involved. I was very impressed with her, and I was very interested in joining. Prior to that, my upbringing, my household, I was raised by my grandparents. We were part of community service very early in life. My grandfather founded the Hermosa Beach Sister City Student Exchange Program between Hermosa and Loretto, and I was one of the very first student exchange students. So being part of the community service and on an international level was something that I was raised very young. So then I met Mickey. She asked me to check out Soroptimus Manhattan Beach and was very interested, and I became a member. So I have been actively involved for 6 years now.
Mm. And certainly as you're with your position as the assistant general manager for the Manhattan Village Mall, you do impact a lot of women and in a general way. You have a unique position to publicize events and activities for women. Do you think film is the ideal way of getting the message out about it's by, for, and about women, LunaFest?
I think it's one very powerful way to do it, especially with the principles that they go behind the fest and what that company is trying to accomplish for their goals, for their beneficiaries, which is the Breast Cancer Fund. which ties in with one of our core projects, the Breast Cancer Comfort Bag. So I think both of them are great partners. But we do have several other events that and phone about women as well on our own level.
I'm getting a little bit of a difficulty with your audio, Monica.
Okay.
Can you check on that?
I will speak louder. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay.
it was just a connection issue or something like that. Can you repeat what you just said? The last paragraph.
Well, what I was saying is that SirOptimus International Manhattan Beach has many programs that we do to raise money and awareness, but the LunaFest, the principal LunaFest Film Festival by, for, and about women, their core fundraiser that they do to support this is the Breast Cancer Fund, which helps tie into one of our projects, which is the Breast Cancer Comfort Bag. So it's a great partnership, but I think overall our organization works on many projects to help do things by, for, and about women.
Right. Right.
So it's a great partner to our whole organization.
Now, when LunaFest comes to town, are they always sponsored by the SirOptimists of Manhattan Beach, or do they are they sponsored by other organizations when they do come to town?
They are sponsored by other organizations of all over California as well as all of the United States.
Okay.
It just depends. Once you become an applicant to be a LunaFest Festival sponsor, you work directly with their organization to not cross over dates that are close by. But, you know, we all work together to make sure that there's a diverse showing of this event. But each organization is doing this to raise funds for their organization.
Right, right. So now let's talk a little bit more about this event coming up. I mean, this event is coming up soon, and it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center in Redondo Beach. Can you talk a little bit about that, Monica, and when that is going to be happening?
Yes, it will be this Sunday at Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center from 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a direct link for ticket sales. We're very excited. This is the second year that we've had it at RBPAC. It's a wonderful venue.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is the eighth year that SirOptimus has been doing this event, and it has made the rounds throughout the beach community. It started in Hermosa. It then went on to the Maricosta Drama Club for a couple of years. Then it came to Manhattan Beach, back to Hermosa. And then John LaRocque, who's with RBPAC, actually reached out to us specifically because of the how much this program has grown and wanted it to come to their venue and hopefully make it our permanent home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're very excited about that. And it's been a great venue.
It's an amazing venue. The Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center is a jewel in the South Bay, both for live theater and for music and for film. It's an amazing accomplishment.
And it's the largest.
Your largest, 1,501, 1,501 seats, is that right?
Something like that, yes, yeah. Very close.
Well, they've taken very good care of us, as all the venues have, but we're very happy being there. We're enjoying ourselves.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night, and lots of different perspectives from different women filmmakers. Helen, I want to go back to you.
Yes.
When we look at the different events that are sponsored by the SirOptimists of Manhattan Beach, which are the ones that are some of your favorites? I know LunaFest is coming up, but there must be others that you really enjoy. And tell us a little bit about that. What else is coming up throughout the year and going forward?
Well, we have what we call in the club our spring event. In past years, it was a formal tea, and pretty much just a woman's afternoon out. But this year, on May 4th, we will be having Casino de Sorrotimis, which will be a Cinco de Mayo-type theme casino night, and it's going to be held at the Doc Weiler Youth Center, and that is going to be, it's going to have casino nights, silent auctions, raffles, fantastic tacos and beer. The Strand Brewing Company is donating beer for that event. So, you know, come grab a mug of beer and play some blackjack and just have a really good time. Wow. We're currently working on that. More details will be coming out about that. But save the date.
Mm-hmm.
May 4th.
Wow. Okay. And whenever someone wants to find out more about Sorrotimis International of Manhattan Beach, they can just go to simanhattanbeach.org. simanhattanbeach.org. So, okay. Now, when we are talking about are there major fundraisers throughout the year that are spaced at a certain distance, or do you take proposals for events and then review them on a yearly basis?
Well, for the past couple of years, we've tried to have three fundraisers, one in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, we had been sponsoring a beer tasting in November, the beginning of November, mm-hmm. and that was extremely popular, and quite honestly, the only reason that we didn't continue it this year is venue. You know, it's very hard to find a venue large enough that will allow you to bring your own beer onto site to have an event, and just kind of out of just lack of a venue, we weren't able to do it this year, and that's why we did the art exhibit, which turned out to be a really wonderful cultural event. It wasn't quite the fundraiser that we would have liked it to be, but the artwork sold. The funds from that did go back to the women artists in Turkey. So we try to have one in the fall. We do Luna Fest in March, Women's History Month, and then we do our spring event at the culmination of our club year, because we are a July 1, June 30 club year. So we have that in May. And we do this so that we're able to give, we usually give three scholarships to graduating girl seniors. And we do the Women's Opportunity Award. You can learn about all of these on our website. We have one that's an award for service to a young girl between the ages of 14 and 17. Our Breast Cancer Comfort Bags, Crown Jewel Club. We have so many different things that we like to do that, you know, often we just feel like, oh, wow, all we're ever doing is raising money. But the reality is that we also do a lot of hands-on service as well. And we also try to do things just for the sake of public service. And so when we come up with a project and things, we try to have, with 52 members, we have 52 personalities going on there, all with a single goal. And so we try to have enough projects and fundraisers and things to interest 52 different personalities. So pretty much, depending upon what a woman's particular interest is, whether it's breast cancer or education, we try to have something for everyone. And I think we've been quite successful with that. But, yeah, quite honestly, we would like to see Luna Fest grow to the point where it's our primary and only fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center to have 1,500 people there, and it would be great if we could do that.
Right.
So I hope your listeners will be interested and help us fill those seats. And then we can get less into raising money and more into helping the women in our community.
Right. Well, it's a great concept. I'm fascinated by the the business of LunaFest, a traveling film festival. Traveling film festivals are rare, and this is a very interesting concept because films are powerful. It's like a traveling rock band, and it's a unique idea, and I'm sure that they are making an impact in all the locations that they locate the festival around the country. It's very interesting. I like that. Monica, may I ask you, just have you discussed this at all with the organizers of LunaFest, how unique this idea of a traveling film festival is?
Oh, yes. We actually have a really great partnership with LunaFest. They have they've gone so far as to call us a LunaFest superstar.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So we're really enjoying it. We've had some great success. Like I said, you know, the festival has moved around the beach cities. And while we are Sir Optimus International of Manhattan Beach, I'd just like to point out that we really do cover all of the South Bay. So it's not isolated to Manhattan Beach. So our organization does have a further outreach through the community. Mm-hmm. But the film festival and being a LunaFest superstar, which we're very happy to wear that hat, it's been great fun. And we've been able to integrate even one of the directors that was featured in LunaFest a couple years ago was actually our special guest, and she came to do question and answer. It was Jen McGowan. She did the film Touch. So that we were very grateful to have her support and come and speak at our event. And last year we were also able, in addition to LunaFest, supplement another documentary that was called Flesh, that was awareness of human trafficking, and that is another one of the programs or, you know, awareness campaigns that Sir Optimus does as well. But we're very happy to be partnered.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
And this is the sort of thing where I could easily see this turning from a one-day event into a two- or three-day, a weekend event, you know, as it grows. You know, the more films and the more people get to know about it, it could become a whole weekend event, like Coachella.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
That would be wonderful, and of course, one of the key elements of a film festival that really excite me is the opportunity to meet the filmmakers and to attend. Seminars held by the filmmakers to discuss their films, because it's the fuller experience. When you see a film, you're really curious about the thinking that went into it and the challenges in making the film and so forth. Those are fascinating aspects to films in general, and I think a lot of people are interested in those and will pay, you know, to attend events like that, in addition to seeing the events themselves, seeing the films themselves.
Well, we do try to get the filmmakers or the directors involved, and it's based on availability.
Sure.
So we were in a unique position when Jen McGowan was able to do this. And when we did the Q&A, when the audience questioned her about her film, she got kind of really emotional about it. You know, it was very important to her. It was very special. And when she got down to explaining what it was and how it came about, and there was a real emotional response to it. And, we were just really honored to have her be part of our event. So,
wow. This is South Bay Show, South Bay Show featuring the Sir Optimus International of Manhattan Beach, and LunaFest is coming to the South Bay this coming Sunday at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. You can find out more at the Sir Optimus website, simanhattanbeach.org. We have Helen Block, Karen Block, Monica Frey, talking about LunaFest and Sir Optimus. And we'd love to have your questions or comments. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We would love to have your comment or question for our panel. Also at this time, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong. Remember, April 15th is just around the corner.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Oh, boy. We are having so much fun. Let's pick up the conversation with Karen. Karen, being a Soroptimist kid, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing currently and how you're seeing the organization grow here in the South Bay, and how can people get involved, Karen?
You know, there's actually a couple of different ways that you can get involved. What we'd really like to see is we'd actually really like to see additional clubs come up in the South Bay. There used to be two clubs in Torrance. There used to be a PV club. We were founded by the Inglewood Club, and now those clubs have disbanded at different times, and it's mostly just because a lot of the service organizations in the area have had issues with membership. But we want to make sure that people know that we do a lot of fun things and we do a lot of good in the area and throughout the world. But another really great way that people can get involved with Soroptimist is through liveyourdream.org. And what this is Live Your Dream is a portal for causes and connections and a resource for a hands-on volunteer. Now, for some people, they know that they have, you know, a couple hours here and there throughout the year that they really would like to do something. They love what we do. They love our mission, but they don't necessarily have time to be able to make our meetings or help with a major fundraiser, but they really still want to help the cause. So what we've been telling people is that they can go to liveyourdream.org. They can sign up. You don't get that many emails, and they just basically keep you informed as to what you could do to help out. Sometimes all it is can you sign this online petition? This petition is going around for, you know, whatever it could be. There's so many of them that happen. But, you know, it could be about women's empowerment, or it could be, you know, about a law that is, you know, being presented that will take away women's rights in some way, shape, or form. And so it could be simple things like that, or it could be, hey, there's this new project that's in your area. They need hands-on volunteers. Would you be willing to help? So there's so many different ways that you can be involved that it's really great. And coming to one of the events and learning about us and meeting us is also another way that you can be involved, because we do need to sell those tickets in order to raise that money. Ultimately, what I would really like to see is I would really like to see not only the growth in our club,
which we have been doing, which has been wonderful, but also possibly seeing clubs spring up in, you know, some areas where we don't have any, because the closest club to us is probably, there's one that's in the Lakewood Long Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in Long Beach. And there's one that's kind of in the San Pedro area, but it's a very small club. So if you can imagine between Manhattan Beach and, let's say, San Pedro, that's a very big amount of space and a lot of people who, a lot of women who I'm sure would love to have an organization to be part of, mm-hmm. That we were lacking in the clubs. So that's something that that's what I would really love to see. I would love to see another club come up in our area.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to seed clubs.
That's what we hope.
I was involved with the, and I'm still involved with the Hermosa Beach Little League, but I was involved with the Hermosa Beach Little League. I was in the Little League for 18 years. And after a while, I just wanted to do other things. But we always said in the Little League that we had an evergreen organization, never, a problem with new recruits for the board, because we always had new kids every year, and the kids move up by age, so there were always new kids coming in at T-ball level or single A or double A, and going through the program. With your organization, you really have to go out and recruit. How do you do that? I mean, just for the Manhattan Beach organization, where do you go to look for new recruits?
We try and approach it in a couple of different ways. One, we will often have at least once a year an event. It's usually in the fall, where we basically say to people, invite your friends.
Mm.
Because sometimes what happens is we get so busy, and especially when you have women who are oftentimes either business owners or they are very involved in their business. They could be moms. They could be, PTA moms. They could be doing a million and one things. Sometimes we forget to just say to our friend, hey, I'm part of this organization. Do you want to come to something?
Mm-hmm.
And so we start that way. And then we put feelers out into the community. We put out things in the calendars. My mom just reminded me of one more way, where we also have an S Club. The S Club is a club that's at MiraCosta for the high school girls. And so we support them, and we let them do whatever they want to do. And we just make sure that we are helping them accomplish what they want to accomplish, because we really want these young leaders to feel supported and let them do what they desire to do. And they do some amazing programs with the S Club. And those girls also have moms,
right.
And we have gotten a number of different women involved with Soroptimus. I was in S Club when I was in high school.
Right.
We have a couple of different women in the club who either maybe got a scholarship from Soroptimus and then their mom joined later, there's different touches that we have throughout the South Bay that we try and do that recruiting.
Well, that's very much what I was thinking of,
mm-hmm.
and you have that. You have the youth through MiraCosta's S Club.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what S stands for. Anyway, that's the way to get people involved early, and of course, that's an evergreen source of inspiration, because there's going to be new members coming into the S Club every year, and that's wonderful. That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, when you think about what you've done and what you can continue to do with the Soroptimists. Are you very, very proud of that?
Absolutely. You know, when I'm one of the longer term members, which means that I'm probably also one of the older members, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
but my point is that I've had a lot of years on this earth, and I feel very good about my life. Soroptimist is kind of what I do for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend our lives being someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's wife, someone's mother. I've had the honor of also being a business owner, so I've been the boss. But you spend so much time doing things for other people that you kind of have to once in a while say, okay, what do I want to do for me and what's my passion? And I'll tell you, Soroptimist has done it for me. I guess I'm a bit of a joiner. I was a brownie. I was a Girl Scout. I was in sorority in college, and I guess I've always enjoyed being part of something bigger than just myself. And again, Soroptimist does that for me. And I think of how many mammograms we've helped fund. I think of how many women undergoing chemotherapy for the first time that's received one of our breast cancer comfort bags. I think of those women in Panama. I think of the women in Kenya. You know, you can't help but feel good about it. The young ladies in the Crown Jewel Club, the fifth graders who are learning some self-esteem. It's just been great. And the thing is that I've had years where my time has allowed me to be very busy and involved, and I've had years where I just couldn't be as involved. And, you know, every little bit helps. And one set of hands, two, three, when you think about it, there's so much that we can do together. And the friendships, I can't begin to tell you the friendships that have come out of this. And it's just been wonderful for me. If there's a woman out there who's kind of saying, you know, what's next? Mm-hmm. Maybe Soroptimist is what's next.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, an excellent opportunity to join other Soroptimists and supporters would be this coming Sunday at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. You can just go to SIManhattanBeach.org, click on events, and then you can click on 30th Luna Fest. Just click right there, and then you can purchase tickets. So it's very easy, and it's going to be a great event. And also, of course, it's a great venue in which to see films. So this is exciting. I want to bring it back to Monica. Monica, can you give us an idea of the films we're going to see on Sunday?
Well, they're all varied. Some of them are longer than others. Sorry.
Yes.
Didn't have my cheat sheet in front of me on the films.
You know,
I'm sorry.
What I would like to know, Monica, is what are we going to see this Sunday?
Well, they are an array of films. Some of them are animated. Some of them are not. They are some fine filmmakers, and they are sometimes they can be message-driven or very serious in tone. Others are whimsical and funny, but basically they connect women through film. And every year is a different experience. I just wanted to circle back to you to let you know that the festival itself, it was established in 2000 by Luna, the makers of the Whole Nutrition Bar for Women, and they are the ones that conduct the search for the films every year. So you can, if you are a film student or if you're a rising documentary filmmaker, submit your films, and it goes before their board, and then they choose the films that will be shown every year. So each one is a surprise every year, but they're fun. You hear a lot of laughter in there sometimes. Sometimes it's very serious. But every year it's just a new set of films. And this year there are nine, and we're very excited. It's a great event all the way around. It's a great way to network. It's a great afternoon to spend with your family and friends. There's refreshments, and we have some community partners that are there as well. So
The list of films, it looks fabulous. Date with Fate, Flying Anne, Maria of Many, Mexican immigrant, domestic worker, committed mom, and activist. Some of these films look amazing.
Granny's Got Game, the seven fiercely competitive women in their 70s bond and play winning basketball, proving you are never too old to do what you love.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No, they're very fun. They're very fun, and it's a really fun event.
Okay. Well, I hope people will come out. What time does the event start?
It's from 2 to 5.
2 to 5.
And like I said, we do have light refreshments. We're going to have food provided by Sesame Mo's and Toscana Deli. Mm-hmm. We do serve wine. We have this event happens as well from our sponsors as well. So we do have...
Don't forget those delicious desserts from Lido's Bakery.
Yes, Lido Bakery, the Manhattan Beach, is going to be doing the desserts as well. And one of our sponsors is actually, our key sponsor is actually out of Louisiana. And they are actually flying in for the event. That's Precision Waste Solutions. And I have to tell you, you're probably thinking, why do you have a sponsor all the way out from Louisiana? And this company is somebody that I work with in my industry, and the owner, Brandon Wakefield, actually asked me to be a part of our event as a sponsor. I said, of course, welcome you with open arms, but I said, okay, you don't live here locally. Why? And he said, because my wife and I have a young girl, and we are raising her with values, and your organization and everything that you do is something we want to teach her, and we want to be part of this for that reason. And so they are one of our largest sponsors for this event, and they're coming out.
Wow.
They're flying out on Sunday.
So they were responding to the sponsorship of LunaFest by the Soroptimists.
Yes.
And they want to be a part of that because they want their daughter to be a part of the Soroptimists and that whole the ethic of women helping women.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Right. Wow.
Yeah. Cross state lines coming to participate on Sunday, so it's wonderful. And plus, the venue is just really great.
Yeah. That's
wonderful. We will also on that day we will be giving our Ruby Award, and Ruby Award is the recognition of a local woman who either through her vocational volunteerism has helped other women. And this year's winner is Elena Maloney of the New Star Family Justice Center. She and a group of community people opened their doors this year, and it's a one-stop shop. Woman escaping domestic violence can bring her family to that center, can get legal help, housing help, emotional and psychological help, and our club helps decorate and supply the children's room. We've dedicated it in the name of a long-term member who we lost this year. It's going to be called Judy's Room, and it's filled with books and games. It's a very welcoming atmosphere for the children, a place for the children to be while mom or dad seeks assistance. So we're really quite proud of Elena.
Wow. And it's the New Star Family
Justice Center.
Justice Center. Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's and it's located on Hawthorne Boulevard, just south of Rosecrans.
Wow.
In the city of Hawthorne.
Right. Wow. Okay. Now do I have this right? Is it the website starfamilycenter.org?
Wow. I would say that sounds about right.
Yes. Yes, I see 14221 Hawthorne Boulevard.
Yep, that's it.
14221 Hawthorne Boulevard. A new organization in the South Bay. I'm not familiar with them, but of course that's such an important work is to have people there that people can turn to in a time of crisis when you can't go home. StarFamilyCenter.org. StarFamilyCenter.
And now we have to thank another sponsor.
Oh, yes.
We got to get the other sponsor in.
Sorry, there he is, Jackie. Jackie, what's going on around town?
Okay, the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Okay, this first event that's up. Living Tango presents Tango Explosion at the Hermosa Beach Pier on Friday, March 28th, in conjunction with Dance Anywhere, a global event taking place at noon. That day, all over the globe, people will stop what they're doing and dance wherever they may be. For the past 9 years, people of all ages and artistic capabilities have danced in parks, museums, street corners, schools, workplaces, community centers, offices, and just about anywhere you can imagine. Participants have been professional dancers and artists, plumbers, doctors, soccer players, teachers, and politicians. Some dances are choreographed, some are improvised, and some stretch the definition of what dance is. Tango dancers from all over L.A. will begin dancing at the Hermosa Pier at 11:45. Living Tango will also offer free mini tango instruction between 1 and 1:30. Everyone is invited to participate for the 10th year of Dance Anywhere. For additional information on the Hermosa Beach event, visit the Tango Explosion Facebook page on Facebook. For additional information on Dance Anywhere, visit the website at www.danceanywhere.org. El Segundo Museum of Art presents Prana Yoga, an embodied art of moving into peace, as part of Experience 9, Silence, on Friday, March 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. In a world of whirling technology, we sometimes disconnect from our body's natural rhythms and our mind's need for quiet respite. Reconnect with the simple patterns of energetic pathways within you and nature and practice the embodied art of moving into stillness. Join Shelley Williams for an evening of simplified prana yoga among the current El Segundo Museum of Art exhibit. Begin with a tour of some select works of art on display and flow together in meditative movement like colors on canvas. The event is open to all levels. Attendees should wear comfortable clothing, bring a yoga mat, preferred props, and an open mind. A suggested donation of $20 should be made payable to Shelley Williams. For additional information, visit the website at dance to New Orleans style music by Interstate 10 and be amazed and entertained by stilt walkers from Stilt Circus, Psychic Mystical Joy, and the Magic of Tambo. Tickets are $50 and are available online or may be purchased at the door. Funds raised will be used to bring new and vibrant public art into the community. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at www.friendsredondobeacharts.org. Del Amo Fashion Center presents the annual Easter celebration, offering families the chance to participate in both traditional and unique seasonal events. The Bunny Photo Experience begins on Saturday, May 29th, and runs through Saturday, April 19th in Joanne's Court. Kids will have the chance to visit with the bunny and take home a treasured snapshot of the occasion. Photos with the bunny are available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday from 11 in the morning till 6 a.m. For more information on that, you can visit the Del Amo Fashion Center on Facebook, facebook.com/Del Amo Fashion Center. Okay, we've been talking about it for the last hour. Soroptimus International of Manhattan Beach presents LunaFest, a traveling film festival on Sunday, March 30th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. The festival spotlights the work of a diverse array of talented women filmmakers with intelligent, humorous, and thought-provoking themes. LunaFest connects women, their stories, and their causes through film and offers an opportunity to see short films which you may otherwise never have access to. The net proceeds are donated to charity, including the Breast Cancer Fund and Soroptimus programs. For more information, you can visit the website at www.simanhattanbeach.org or call 424 225-2050 to see a trailer of the films being offered. Purchase tickets and obtain further information, visit the website at www.lunafest.org/Redondo Beach. As always, check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events throughout the South Bay. And one program note: tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, our guests will be Manhattan Beach City Council members Mark Burton and Tony Derrico. Listen live at 7 a.m. and call in with questions or comments at 714-242-5288. And be sure to tune in each Friday for all the latest chamber news and events. And this show is going long.
Yes. Well, that's my fault probably. I didn't get you in there early enough. But we have, is Monica or Helen and Karen?
Helen and Karen are still with you.
Helen and Karen are still with us. We lost Monica there. But thank you very much for joining us, Helen. Thank you very much for joining us, Helen.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
And Karen, thank you very much for being a Soroptimus kid.
No problem.
It's amazing. 26 years, you know, listening to and watching your mom make the sacrifices that we all do, those of us that are involved in nonprofits and service. Service, service, service. What did Charles Spurgeon say? Do something, do something, do something. That's amazing. You must be very proud of your mom.
You know, I am very, very proud of her, and I feel so lucky because I had such a great role model growing up. She really has, I mean, not only starting her own business, but being part of Soroptimus. She's a really great lady.
Well, it's a wonderful organization, and we're very pleased to highlight it. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for today. We'll see you on Sunday at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Bye-bye now.